This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is our Steelers time capsule. Each of the three of us, Pat Bostick with us until 10, have the Steelers going 11-6 this year. The smarter football guys, Doran and Bostick, have the Steelers winning a playoff game, and I do not. Your thoughts on that at 412-928-9370. Who do you think is going to be the team MVP this season?
It's easy to say Rodgers, but I'm going to go with... I am going to go with DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf, yeah. Because it goes hand-in-hand with quarterback, obviously, and receiver. And you would think that if I picked DK Metcalf, then it probably would be Rodgers, but it's not. Because DK Metcalf is going to take things the distance in the quick game. Slants, things of that nature. It's the routes that he runs in the quick game for Aaron Rodgers. He's going to take them and get a lot of yards out of it.
A big-time underrated aspect of his game.
Huge.
People think he's big guy, run fast, catch ball. He runs a variety of routes, which is what Pickens hadn't shown that he could do here in Pittsburgh. And to your point, listen, AB was winning that award when Ben was here.
Mm-hmm.
Juju Smith-Schuster won it 1 year when he had just fumbled the season away against the New Orleans Saints. So it's not like a wide receiver can't win the MVP award for the Steelers with and push the quarterback to the side. What do you think, Pathew?
T.J. Watt.
Oh, yeah.
Chalk. Pay the man. He's going to deliver.
I agree.
He's kind of quietly faded from the storylines. What with Cam, who practiced yesterday, which we'll get into. Seems like Cam's just going to play on Sunday, which we kind of thought all along. But with the Cam stuff going on with Rodgers and Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, and because Watt's contract got done before training camp, he's just not being talked about very much. He's got to have darn near 20 sacks, I think.
I bet you he will.
I think he will, too.
No dot.
Because of the secondary, too.
No dot.
Because they can be a little bit more exotic. Patrick Queen was talking about that. Like, oh, we're bringing Blitzberg back. Thank goodness. They blitzed a lot with Keith Butler. They did not blitz a lot last year. And I don't think they wanted to not blitz, but...
Personnel.
Personnel's bad. You got Beanie Bishop in the slot, and then you replaced him with a worse player who had a terrible season. And... You had a little tiny corner on the outside who would take the ball away from time to time. Then he had back issues late. You know I'm afraid to mispronounce his name.
Jackson.
Dante Jackson. Mm-hmm. So now you don't. Now you got Jalen Ramsey. You got Darius Slay. You got Joey Porter Jr., who might be your third. He might be your third corner. My MVP? I'm going Jalen Ramsey. Mikey T loves him some Ramsey. And he was running around like a Tasmanian devil in that third preseason game. And this might not be fair, but I just haven't seen Minka Fitzpatrick jump off the screen the way that Jalen Ramsey did even in that third preseason game these last couple of years. Like, Minka had ceased being Minka. Ramsey's gonna be knifing into the backfield. They're going to blitz him from the slot. He's a good blitzer. I think because of the way they think he can transform this defense, if he comes even close to being the player he thinks he is, he'll be my Steelers MVP.
How much safety do you think he plays? Actual safety.
A decent amount.
For you to say that he's going to be the MVP and he's making a positional transition, I mean, that would be massive for this defense because they have a void there, obviously. They declined it. I mean, Chuck Clark, obviously, they've added some depth there. But if he's able to be a hybrid and still impact the game the way he has traditionally, I mean, that's like you have a Swiss Army knife now on defense. They have not had that, I mean, since probably Troy. I mean, he would be Troy-esque with his ability to cover a little bit more coverage ability probably at the pure corner spot than Troy would ever provide, obviously. That's clear.
Blitzing.
But blitzing, all those that type of versatility, man, I mean, that, like, Terrell Austin has all the chips with which to work.
I think, what, they'll be in base, what, 25% of the time?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that time they'll have him at safety, but probably not 100% of that time, right? Because he's still going to be your best cover corner. So
I really think that he's going to play the least percentage at corner, at outside corner, of all three positions. I think it's going to go nickel, safety, then corner.
I definitely think nickel is going to be one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Well, when they play elite receivers, which that's the one thing about their schedule that is, you know, Garrett Wilson week one, Seattle, Smith and Jigba. I mean, they're not.
He'll be in the slot.
Stephon Diggs, New England, Justin Jefferson. 2 weeks from then, you got Chase and Higgins. Green Bay doesn't have someone that's like, wow. Either does Indy, either does do the Chargers. Then Cincinnati again.
Not a Ladd McConkey fan?
I think if they play more man coverage, which it sounds like they're going to, you'd be foolish to put him in the deep middle.
Right.
He's got to cover somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But when they play zone and having him with the ability from the slot to drop two blitz, he covers space in a quick amount of time. He's long and lanky for a guy that plays that position. I mean, yeah, he's a difference maker, for sure. I like that pick, Riley.
Thank you.
I like that pick.
Doran brought a really good point up the other day. Like, we've almost all forgotten about Joey Porter Jr. Like Darius Slay, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith.
Well, I mean,
Aaron Rodgers.
He's a young player with a lot of upside who did not play that well last year. And they felt they needed to upgrade the position, not once, but twice. Am I wrong?
No, and I think if you're him, you got to take that as a shot across the bow. And you gotta go out there and you gotta prove it.
I mean, listen, Joey Porter Jr. can't be in any better situation than he is right now with the two guys he has in the room to learn from. Like, I think that's very valuable. Now, people listening probably don't think that's as valuable, but it is whenever you have a Super Bowl champion and an All-Pro Super Bowl champion that is at your position. That is, you know, right. One's 30 some years old and the other one's like in the middle of his prime almost. That's very valuable to learn from. Like, if he can't learn from and take that giant step this year to next year, then I'm not going to say I'm out on him, but I just don't know, because he has everything around him that he needs. He has every resource to become that legit number one corner of the future.
I love the fact, though, that he's able to learn with those guys and probably play in less vulnerable situations.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need to. I feel better with Ramsey on Chase than him on Higgins, right? Size, physicality. I feel better with him on Jefferson and Chase maybe on Addison. You know, that when you get those 1-2 punches, it's going to put him, I think, in a situation where he's positioned for more success. And he's going to have to find different ways to get on the field, too. Develop his game, be more consistent in all areas where he really was just kind of coronated from day one when he got here as the first corner. And he wasn't ready for that, particularly with a Hall of Fame caliber player like Jalen Ramsey. Now, is he number three? I could make the argument he's 2A and 2B.
Sure.
With Slay. Slay's late in his career. He's not going to be an every snap, every down guy. I think it is a good situation, but certainly I think they sent a message in doing what they did.
Coronate is a great word.
It's a great word.
Good pull.
No doubt.
I was about to drop in a tutelage. With the tutelage of Slay and Ramsey, couple that with the matchups that you can really pick and choose.
Yep.
If he doesn't have a good year, you guys are right. That is, the alarm bells might start going off.
Yeah,
a
year
bit.
Three. Yeah,
it's time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, their coverage unit is much improved.
Well, you've got the greatest coverage linebacker in the history of mankind in Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, he got beat in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm. Bucky Irving.
But yeah, he's really good. I like Peyton Wilson a lot.
We'll see a lot of him this game with Breece Hall.
Everyone gets beat.
Breece Hall likes to catch the ball. I mean, they like to throw the ball to Breece Hall out of the backfield. So Peyton Wilson, this is that number one. This is that game right off the bat where you.
Him and Patrick Queen.
Yeah.
Both good coverage guys.
And you need better from Queen. I don't think he was bad last year, but you need him. You need better. You need better. I think the line play in front of him is going to go a long way in that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.